Mom, I'm recording my podcast up here, so don't come up here for like 20 minutes if you need to.
Can I get a
podcast?
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Can I get a podcast? It is Wednesday, May 22nd. I am not at the beautiful Cumulus Studios, Chris Gross.
Yes, because you're sick and you need to be sequestered.
Yes, I am in quarantine. So I am in Flower Mountain, Texas, while you are at the Beautiful Cumulus Studios. How are they doing tonight?
Hey, things are great up here. Jeffrey told me earlier today, he was like, yeah, I'm not feeling so good. And I was like, why don't you just stay home and we'll just record from home?
Right.
Because I really don't want to get sick.
And here we are.
Yes, the magic of technology makes this possible, so we don't have to miss another great episode of Can I Get a Podcast?
2019, man. Crazy.
It is crazy. Jeffrey, we've got a lot going on in the sports world, and sitting right front and center outside of some things that Zeke Elliott may be doing in Las Vegas is the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Warriors sweep the Trailblazers, and we have the other series tied at 2-2, Toronto winning both games at home, and you know what they say, a series doesn't start until a road team wins a game, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Warriors and how they've gotten on my nerves. I guess we can do that in a little bit, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on Warriors-Blazers because I don't think it deserves a lot of time. Warriors.
I mean, what more can we say? What more can we say about it?
Yeah, the Warrior. I mean,
they beat him without Kevin Durant, I mean.
And the Blazers blew, it was leads of what, 17, 18, and 17 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I mean, the Vegas it lost a lot of money on live bets in that series.
Oh, yeah, that's rough. I hadn't even thought about that. But
so I'm not, you know, I'm not a betting person per se, but I just looked at the lines for fun, dude. And one of the, I think it was in game four, the Warriors were like plus 460 when they were down 17.
Yikes. Did you put any money on it?
Yikes. No, I'm not a betting person.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We both said going in, we didn't see this being much of a series. Like, I think I had them in five, the Warriors in five. I don't know what you had, but just just an embarrassing performance. You've got to, even if you are going against the best team in the world, you can't blow three almost 20-point leads. Like, you got to hang on for at least one and win one of those.
Make it a gentleman's sweep. I mean, you, like you said, you have, like, the Warriors were, they looked vulnerable in the first 2.5 quarters of each game, and then as soon as they brought the starters back in the third quarter, it was over for the Blazers. They just didn't know what to do.
Another team that looks vulnerable, I was really looking forward to after the first two games of the Bucks-Raptors series. I was like, oh man, this Warriors-Bucks series is going to be spicy. Well, once the games moved up north, you got Drake a little excited and you got two wins for the Raptors. I'm not feeling as good about the Bucks as I was after two games of each of these series.
I mean, I still think the Bucks will end up winning the series. Like I said, the road team has not won a game yet, so we don't know what's going to happen. But that still, if the home team wins every game, the Bucks win in seven. So I don't see the Bucks losing the series. I think they're the better team by far. I think they'll get it done in game five, and they might even come back to Toronto in game six and end it there.
Yeah, and once the Raptors really, Giannis came out in the first game, or in game four last night. I mean, he scored, he had like, what, 6 points in 3 minutes or something, 2 minutes. Like, it was really quick, and they made adjustments on that. But if you're the Bucks, and if you just look at the line, like, Kawhi Leonard had a good night, and Kyle Lowry had a good night, but they were not on. And Kawhi is hurt. If you can't take advantage of that, that's what just kind of worries me about the Bucks. Where in a night where Kawhi Leonard isn't himself and you can't take advantage, that just kind of worries me a little bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If Kawhi Leonard's not at his best, the Bucks should win the game. Kyle Lowry did play really well. Pascal Siakam had a good game too. And from what I've seen, at least, Serge Ibaka looks like he's playing a nice little role on that team there. So, yeah, that series is 2-2. I still think the Bucks will end up winning, but at least we have one good series.
Yes, I agree. And that's one, I believe we talked about it last week, where the last round of playoffs were good, and but not overall. It's depending on what happens in the finals, we could look back on not having a lot of great series here in this NBA playoffs. And I guess that's a good time for us to just transition and talk about what could be contributing to this. And it's the Golden State Warriors. And I'm getting tired of the Warriors. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. This is Can I Get a Podcast? So the Warriors sweep the Blazers. They move on to their fifth straight NBA Finals. There's just something annoying to me about the Warriors. And I used to like them. I don't know if it is just the dynasty thing. It might be. But my question that I wanted to pose is a team that can make five straight finals, that is going to be the heavy favorite to win the championship at the beginning of every year, is that good for the sport? Are the Warriors good for the NBA?
Okay, before I answer that, does LeBron going to eight straight finals count as the same team going to eight straight finals?
I say no, because he did it with two different teams.
All right, that's fine. I'll agree with you there. Are the Warriors good for the NBA? Yes and no. I think it's good for the NBA because they're so freaking good, and they put on the best show by far, and the ratings are the highest when the Warriors are playing, and people want to watch them, whether it's to see them win or whether it's to see them lose. So I think it's almost like the Cowboys, except they're actually, like, you know, good.
Yeah.
Where everybody wants to watch them, but they're either rooting for them or they hate them.
Yeah, and I can kind of see it both ways, where I don't really know where I land, because once you get a team like that, it's kind of like the Yankees in baseball, where it's a team that people love to hate. And I think...
that's absolutely what it is. And, like, I don't think I hate the Warriors. Like, I think watching them is so fun because they're so good. I just wish there was a team that was, you know, comparable to them, to where they could have competition.
I think, and I heard this from somewhere, I can't remember where I heard it, but it's like, when you get something that you hate, it's immediately more attractive. It's more fun to hate on something you dislike than it is to root for something you like. Like, I heard somebody say that one time, and so that's why
that
I think...
so true, because whenever A&M or the Rockets lose a game, it feels so much better than whenever the Mavericks or the Longhorns win a game.
And, like, especially when they lose to your team, like, it just feels so much better than a normal win does.
Absolutely.
And there's something about the Warriors where now it's like, okay, we're going to see if you can get a team that can rally and can fight against the Warriors. Like, when they first started this run, I was all in. I was all in. I like Steph Curry, and I like the Warriors. But now it's like, it's just annoying to me that we get to the same point every year. And I guess it's good from the NBA in a sense that you kind of have that villain. And I think they are becoming villains, where you had, right before the regular season ended, where it was like the Warriors against the refs. And you had, was it two separate games where there were, you know, issues that they had, altercations, but back and forth with the refs. Yeah. And so it's like they fully embraced that villain role. And I guess it's good for the NBA because you have someone to root against.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think people rooted against LeBron for the longest time.
Yeah.
And now that LeBron's not in the playoffs, I think the Warriors are that full-blown heel, basically, of the NBA. That could change this summer when KD leaves, and I don't think Klay will end up leaving, but that could change because, you know, they might not be as good with KD. But as I say that, the games that KD has missed in the playoffs, they've been better.
That was the other thing that I wanted to say about what's annoying to me, is that you add, not only are you this great team and you're building a dynasty, but you've added a top five player in the league. To me, that takes it to another level and makes them even more annoying.
That they're better without KD?
No, that you add a superstar player to what was already a dynasty level team.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the cherry on top for most people. Obviously, KD is so good and fits so well in that system that it makes it even worse, because say he ended up joining, like, another really good team, it wouldn't be the same because KD's just a, you know, a pure scorer, sharpshooter, and can move around like those guys can. He just fit perfectly into that system, and it made them literally unstoppable. Like, no one, like, if this team was together for the next 5 years, I'm pretty convinced they'd win five more.
Yeah, the whole Kevin Durant thing is weird. Like, I guess now you've got the whole thing where it's like, okay, do I want to stay and win guaranteed titles, or do I want to go off? And that's the thing with Kevin Durant, where unless he leaves somewhere and he joins, you know, I mean, I guess you're never going to join a team like the Warriors, but unless you go to a team and you are far and away the number one, you'll always be, okay, Kevin Durant is a championship player, but he could never do it on his own. And he had to go to a team of superstars to get it. So I don't know where – we'll see where Kevin Durant lies and whether he just wants the championships or, you know, all the rumors he's pointing to the New York Knicks. If you can win a championship for the Knicks, then, yes, you're doing it on your own. But adding Durant and, look, the Boogie Cousins, you know, a one-year thing, that really doesn't bug me much. But – I am annoyed by the Warriors, and I think it is annoying when you get a team like this that has just sustained success year after year. To me, it's not fun when you get into the playoffs, and I don't want a Western Conference Finals that's a sweep. I want a series that's going to be fun, and a series where if you can go six or seven games, I think it's better when you have more parity, and having getting rid of the Warriors helps build that into your playoff system.
So I pose this question to everyone. If it was your team that was winning all the championships, would you feel the same way about it?
No. No.
Exactly. So it's just, I mean, that is what it is. I mean, it just so happens that the Warriors assembled five of the top 20 players in the league somehow, some way. And yeah, they're going to dominate. They've dominated for the last 5 years now. And I think they're still going to be pretty good, even after KD leaves. I think, partially, also, the reason the narrative of KD not being able to do it on his own is kind of untrue, because I think Westbrook tried to overshadow him, and so I think that was partially Westbrook's fault, but we can get into that later.
Yeah, that's a conversation for another day. I thought of a solution to this. What if you won two out of three championships, like in a three-year span you win two championships, there was some kind of parity clause built in that either, I guess you really can't like make players leave because you sign contracts and that kind of stuff. But right. If there was something where you started with the next season, you started with like a negative 10 wins and you can't take away draft picks either. Yeah. Like you have to fight down from a deficit. I think, like, do you like this idea, like, kind of hindering a team like that?
I mean, yeah, I think that would be an interesting idea. I don't think it would ever happen, but I think it would be an interesting idea. Look, if the Warriors started 0-10, they'd still end up with, what, 52 wins? 55 wins? They'd still be in the playoffs.
And this Warriors team, like, especially in the West this year. Yeah, and in the West this year, they're still making the finals. Like, we'll see next year, and maybe like a couple years down the line when some of these, you know, teams that are fighting for the eighth spot get better, and if the Lakers can figure things out with LeBron, maybe things are different. But
when the Mavericks are in the finals in 2020?
Yeah, and the Jalen Brunson-led Mavericks.
2021, I mean, not next year.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah, the Jalen Brunson, not Luka Doncic or KP.
No, they're going to be role players on that team, if I had to guess. I think you have to... Yeah. I'm in favor, and I think this is where I've settled, that I'm okay with this kind of dynasty team if you find a way to, like, hamper them, like, to start the season. Or, like, you have to designate one of your, like, your top scorer from the previous season. There are 10 games where you can't use him. Like, you can pick it. Like, if you want to do it against Charlotte or, you know, against Phoenix, that's fine. But there have to be 10 games where your leading scorer can't play.
I think it's also different with the Warriors, too, because they really did, besides KD, they really did build this from scratch. They built the championship team from scratch with Durant, or with Curry and Draymond and Klay. And, you know, they won the championship, but then they went 73-9. So I think I think it's a little different, and that's probably why I don't hate him. It's not like they just spent billions and billions of dollars and they're going into the luxury tax and, you know, just getting all the best players via free agency. That's really not what they did. Yes, they got Durant and, you know, Cousins, the icing on the cake. But, I mean, they were a championship-caliber team before this happened.
Yeah, and that's fair. And I think that's why, like I said, when the first thing started, you know, when the dynasty first started, I was all in, and I was enjoying it. And because it was, you know, these are likable guys. You know, outside of Draymond, who has his on-the-court scuffles or whatever, there wasn't really any reason.
You don't like Draymond?
I don't know where I settle on Draymond. That's a great Spartan right there. But with Curry and Thompson, it's like, what do you say about these guys? Like, there's nothing you can say bad about these guys. But
and that's why people are annoyed, because they literally don't do anything wrong. I think people want to find something that they do wrong to nitpick. Like what does Stephen Curry do wrong with his life?
Apparently, he doesn't pay enough attention to his wife, right? Wasn't that a...
Apparently not, according to Twitter.
That was the thing a couple weeks ago. But no, you're right. It definitely makes it... I guess it's harder to hate on a team when you can build a dynasty like from just the inside. And there's something to be said about that. What do you think... Like, so in like 30 years... Like, when we look back, when none of these guys are still in the league, and when you're a new spring of basketball fans are looking back, what do you think people are going to think about the current era of the Warriors? Like, do you think, like, 90s Bulls? Is that kind of the same thinking that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Warriors are better than the 90s Bulls.
Ooh!
Yeah, I really do. I mean,
no,
I
agree.
And, you know, I'll get torched online for that. But, you know, it's so different. It also depends on under what rules you'd be playing. But
that's always the argument. Or it was so much more physical back then. I mean,
which it was.
Yeah.
But who's to say that KD and Draymond couldn't get, you know, more physical?
Do you think Steph Curry would survive in the 90s?
I'd be tougher, but yes, I think he'd be fine.
I don't know. He's kind of soft, don't you think?
He's the best shooter of all time. He'd be okay.
Was there even a three-point line in the 90s?
Barely.
Oh, well. Well, I think we've settled on it. I think the official podcast decision is that we're okay with dynasties as long as certain years you get punished for it somehow. I think that's where we've settled.
Or it's your team.
What?
Or if it's your team.
No. I've changed my mind on that. I don't care.
You don't care if it was your team?
I think...
Yes, you do. If these Warriors were the Mavericks, I would care a lot, and I would say dynasties are fantastic.
But, yeah, I guess you're right. It is hard to argue, but then you're just looking at it from one out of a 1 versus 29 other teams perspective. Where it's like, yeah, it's great for me, but looking at it from the overall league perspective, okay, yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah, it's cool, but does the NBA really want the same team that's going to win, you know, what are these Warriors going to win? Like, you know, like 7 out of 9 or 7 out of 10 finals at worst, something like that, depending on what the team can keep together?
Yeah, no, I think the NBA is getting a little tired of it. But like we said... KD's going to leave this year, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, okay, so where's your official Kevin Durant prediction, making it here on May 22nd?
The Knicks. I'm going to say he goes to the Knicks. I don't know if Kyrie will join him or not, but I say Knicks.
I'm going to say Mavericks.
I love it, and I hope that's true.
I say that Durant and Klay Thompson come and play for the Mavericks. They don't even have the money for that, do they? Yeah. No.
No. I mean, they could work a little sign and trade cap magic if they really need to. But
do they have a trade exemption?
Do you have the trade exception? They have Tim Hardaway Jr.'s contract at like 18 mil, and they have Courtney Lee's contract at like 11 mil. So they can make it happen.
Contract expert Jeffrey Cooperstein here. As we wrap up our conversation, he's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. This is Can I Get a Podcast? Let's move to close things out like we always do. It is the 24-second shot clock. You get 24 seconds to talk about whatever you want, but when that buzzer goes off, you have to stop talking. Jeffrey, why don't you take us here first?
Dude, I'm at the point where I need college football to return, Chris. The finals are about to be here. It's about to be the dog days of baseball season. I need college football back in my life. The Longhorns are going to be good. The Gators are going to be good. UNT is going to be good. And I can't wait for September to roll around. I need it now.
Yeah, little Sean Robinson news, not that anybody cares about it, that came across a couple nights ago. And just thinking about it, you know, gets me back in the mood for college football. Life is just always better when college football is on. It seems like there's just, I don't really know how to say it, but it just seems like life's better when college football is here.
What happened with Sean Robinson? I didn't hear about that.
He's applying to be eligible immediately because of a hardship at TCU.
Interesting. I don't know how that's going to work out for him. But
yeah, I would say not. I would say not well, but we will see what happens. Okay, Jeffrey. For my 24 seconds, I want to talk about the Los Angeles Angels. And this is some news that just came down. I thought the stat was too crazy to not talk about. The Angels have played baseball for 59 seasons. Tonight is just the 17th time a game has been postponed due to weather. Think about that. 17 postponements.
Are you kidding and 15... me?
No, I'm serious. Is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I mean, that makes sense because they are in Orange County, and yeah. Orange County is the home of the most perfect weather on earth. But, I mean, 17 times in 59 years, yeah, that's crazy.
I feel like the Rangers get 17 of those in, like, a two-year span, like a three-year span.
Yeah, they're actually doing good there for a while, but, yeah, like, last year and this year, they've had a few. But starting next year, they will have, you know, zero for the at least the next 30 years.
We're going to have to do a podcast on what our thoughts are on the new Globe Life Field that's coming out.
Chris,
maybe
we could do a podcast on that because I have some hot takes on that.
You know what? Maybe we'll do that next week. We'll see. But Jeffrey, there's some great ways to listen to this podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can also check us out on KESN1033.com. That's a great way to get the news out about the podcast. But what are some other ways that people can find out about this podcast? Who do you need to tell?
Well, Chris, I'm going to go tell my parents who are right downstairs right now, considering I'm recording this podcast upstairs. They're going to tell their friends. Their friends are going to tell their friends. And by the time that happens, the entire 72,000 population of Flower Mound will know about our podcast.
But who's the most important person to tell?
Your ex-wife.
Absolutely, Jeffrey. I'm going to let you go. You don't sound like you need any more time awake today. You need to get some rest, get some medication
thank you.
Get better. That's
going
to do it.
Not my best episode, but powered through.
Jeffrey, I thought this was a great episode. You were playing injured today. I thought this was really impressive. It was a great performance.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this week. We'll be back next week with another great episode of Can I Get a Podcast?
Okay, thanks.